It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined us for the program. If you've never been a listener of Fresh Oil and today's your first day, I just want to welcome you to the program. This is a program where we speak about the grace of God. We talk about the amazing God who sent his son to die on a cross so that we could have everlasting life. And this week we're on a great subject. The subject is the voice of the Spirit, hearing God in a noisy world. And today I want to talk to you specifically about the subject of discerning his voice from others. John wrote this in 1 John 4 and verse 1. He said, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God." Now, we've been learning how to hear the voice of God in a world that's loud, distracted, and chaotic. Today, I want to zero in on how to discern God's voice from all the others that we're hearing. Let's be honest. There's a lot of voices out there. Not just human voices, but spiritual voices. And not all of them come from God. So how do you know if the voice you're hearing is truly from the Holy Spirit and not from your own emotions, the culture, or even the enemy? See, we live in a world of competing voices, and you're completely surrounded by input. First, there's the voice of culture. Have you felt it? It's urging you to chase pleasure and success, to be like the Joneses, to keep up with what you see on television. There's the voice of self, shaped by our past pain, our ego, our fears, what we've gone through. And then there's the voice of religion. Sometimes it's offering rules without relationship. There's the voice of the enemy. It's subtle. It's deceptive and it's accusing. The Bible says Satan goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He spoke to Adam and Eve, and he caused them to doubt what God had said, and it cost them the loss of paradise. And then there's the voice of God. He speaks still. Sometimes it's a whisper. He speaks loving, convicting, full of truth and grace. In a world of noise, friend, we don't just need ears, we need discernment. You say, what's discernment, Keith? It's that spiritual perception. It's knowing not just what is being said, but where it's coming from. In the 1960s, there was a man who impersonated several famous celebrities over the phone. And he could mimic their voices so well that he tricked producers, agents, and even family members. Now, he had no authority, but his voice sounded right. And that's what the enemy does. He mimics truth with just enough distortion to lead you off course. And this is why the Bible commands us in 1 John, test the spirits to see whether they're from God. There are four common voices, and I want to talk to you for a minute on just how to spot them. First of all, there's the voice of God. Let's talk about the tone of God's voice. It's peaceful. It's wise. It's firm, but it's loving because God is love. Now let's talk about the content for a minute. God's voice, when he speaks, it'll always line up with Scripture. If you're hearing anything and you think it's the voice of God, but it goes against something you know in the Bible, reject it. It's not God. And let's talk about the fruit of God's voice. God's voice will always bring encouragement. It'll bring clarity, and it'll bring peace. Now, in John 10, verse 27, Jesus made this statement. He said this, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." See, God's voice will never contradict his word. It leads you to a deeper trust, not to confusion or fear. See, if you're hearing a voice today, and it's making you all confused, it's making you afraid, can I tell you right off the bat, that's not God. No, God's voice brings peace. And then there's the voice of your flesh. Oh, you know that sound. Your own thoughts. What's the tone? It's reactive. It's emotional. It's inconsistent. That's the flesh. And the content, it's often self-centered. It'll be fearful or prideful. And what's the fruit of the voice of the flesh? Oh, it'll bring doubt, insecurity, and impulsiveness. See, in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9, Jeremiah said this, "The heart is deceitful above all things." That means you can't always trust your gut. Feelings are real, but they're not always true. God's voice will often challenge your feelings, not just comfort them. And then thirdly, there's the voice of the enemy. What's the tone? It's accusing. It's condemning. It says there's no hope. It says you failed. God couldn't possibly help you. And it's deceptive, friend. He's out to destroy you, to hurt you. What's the content? He'll twist scriptures. He feeds fear or shame in your life. And the fruit is always isolation, confusion, and despair. In John chapter 8 and verse 44, the Bible calls Satan the father of lies. So he may say things like, "You're never going to change. God's done with you. You missed your calling." Remember in the scriptures in Matthew 4, he even quoted scripture to Jesus in the wilderness, but he twisted it. If the voice you're hearing shames you instead of leading you to repentance, that's not God. It's the voice of the enemy, and you need to run from it. And then there's the voice of the world. Oh, the voice of the world is loud today. It's trendy. It's enticing. It promotes self over surrender. And friend, it'll always lead to compromise, to busyness, to spiritual dullness. The world will get you involved in urgent things and cause you to neglect important things. Things that demand your attention, but they're not really important. In Romans 12, 2, here's what Paul said to us. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. See, the world has a pattern laid out for you. It has a plan for you. It tells you what you should be and how you should do it. But Paul said, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The world's voice will always push you to fit in and not stand out. But the Spirit's voice calls you to be holy, not popular. Now, how do you sharpen your ability to recognize God's voice? I know someone's listening today and you say, "Keith, that's all good, but now you got to tell me, how do I hear God's voice?" First of all, you need to know the Word. In Hebrews 4:12, it tells us God's Word divides soul and spirit. So the more time you spend in the Scriptures reading the Bible, the easier it becomes for you to filter out truth from lies. Get in the Bible. Make it a point to spend at least 15 to 30 minutes every day reading God's Word. It'll revolutionize your life. You'll begin to recognize He was speaking all along. You just didn't hear Him because you didn't know the Word. And then secondly, check the fruit. See, Jesus said this in Matthew 7:16. He said, "By their fruit you will recognize them." What does this voice produce in your life that you're hearing? Is it producing fear? Is it producing anxiety? That's not God. Is it producing peace? Yeah, that's God. If it draws you closer to Jesus, if it increases love, joy, peace, and self-control, then it's likely from God. But if it leads to fear, bitterness, or sin, reject it, friend. It's not God. And then thirdly, ask the Holy Spirit. See, so many times people do not understand that the Holy Spirit, He lives inside of everyone who's called to be a child of God. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. He's not in your heart. He's making intercession for you. But He sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Counselor, the one that guides us into all truth, according to John 16:13. He's there living inside of our heart. So pray this, Holy Spirit, is this you speaking? If so, confirm it with your word and let peace follow your prompting. And then, friend, fourthly, seek out wise counsel. God often confirms his voice through godly leaders or mature believers. See, in Proverbs 11 and verse 14, it says, "In the multitude of counselors, there is safety." Don't make major decisions in your life based only on what you think God said. Seek confirmation from someone who is used to hearing the voice of God, someone that understands and recognizes when God speaks. Do you know that bankers don't study counterfeit bills? It's true. They train people with the real ones. They study the real bills. And when you get so used to handling the real thing, the fake becomes obvious. See, so many people today are so busy studying the counterfeit, they miss out on the real thing. You don't need to study every lie. You don't need to study every counterfeit. You need to know the truth so well that the lies stand out immediately. See, having my heart established in grace, you know what happens? When I hear someone preaching the law, it comes out very strong to me because my heart's been trained. It's been established in grace. And when I hear someone trying to bring me under the law, it sticks out really loud and it peeks out in my heart and says, reject that. God isn't playing hide and seek today. He wants to be heard, friend. He wants to lead you, to speak to you, and to grow your discernment. He gave you his word. He gave you his Holy Spirit. And he put people in your life to be there to help mentor you, to help guide you and get you through the storm. Even when you're unsure, God is patient. He teaches you to recognize his voice like a shepherd trains his sheep. And every time you say yes to his voice, your sensitivity grows. Father God, give us discerning hearts today. Help us to test every voice we hear. Let your word be our filter and your peace be our guide, Father. Silence the lies of the enemy, the confusion of the world, the noise of our own flesh that's competing for your voice today. Teach us how to know you, God, to follow you, to trust your leading. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Don't follow every voice that speaks to you, friend. Follow the voice that gave his life for you. You can hear him today. You can hear his voice and you can walk in clarity each and every day. One of the greatest challenges in our faith is not just hearing a voice, but knowing it's his voice. There are many voices speaking into our lives, our own emotions, the opinions of others, the whispers of the enemy, and even the noise of culture. But Jesus warned us in John 10 and verse 5, he said, "They will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." So that means the more familiar you become with God's voice, the easier it is to spot the counterfeit. But here's the key. God's voice will always line up with his word. If you want to discern his voice, don't just listen occasionally. Spend some time with him. And when he whispers, you'll recognize his voice, walk in grace.
What if one encounter with grace changed everything? In a world marked by striving, shame, and brokenness, grace offers something radical, transformation. Keith Manley's newest book entitled Grace Changes Everything is a soul-awakening journey through the power of God's unearned favor. With personal stories, scriptural insight, and heartfelt encouragement, Keith Manley shows how grace isn't just a concept, it's a force that restores, renews, and redefines your life. Whether you're weary from religion or wounded by life, grace still has the final word. A fresh, timely reminder that God's grace still reaches the darkest corners of our hearts.
Grace Changes Everything is the sequel to my book, The Grace Revolution, and it's available today on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today of Grace Changes Everything.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.